Beginning in 1994, under the leadership of Dr. Catherine Roma, Muse partnered with Linda Tillery on the New Spirituals Project, commissioning women of color to compose original works and arrangements in the African-American tradition. Over the next 16 years, Muse produced a total of 13 New Spirituals concerts, forming a long journey that has served to educate and enrich choir members as well as their audience. That journey continues on Saturday, November 17th at Memorial Hall with She Don't Stop. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal, joined in the studio by Jillian Harrison-Jones, Music Director, Muse Cincinnati Women's Choir. Welcome, Jillian.
Thank you very much for having me.
She Don't Stop. Where did that title come from?
The song She by Andrea Ramsey, which we opted to do for later, actually, it symbolizes this idea that women, despite what we've been through or what we've gone through in our life and in our journeys historically, the idea is that she doesn't stop no matter what adversity she's faced.
And Muse has always been a proponent of the strength and power and resilience of women, but especially in these times. What kind of responses are you getting from your audiences?
Interesting ones. We've had the full gamut, but mostly an appreciation for the things that we are doing and the types of music that we've been able to commission. And we've gotten a ton of wonderful responses. Of course, the topics in which we address are very adverse in and of themselves, but they're also topics that are necessary. And so naturally, there will be resistance. But by and large, our audience is very receptive to the types of things that we are talking about in these concerts.
And this performance is a concert and then some with Dr. Tammy Kernodle of Miami University. She's going to sort of weave the history of the relationship between the music and the African-American experience into the performance. How did that collaboration come about?
Tammy has been doing lots of lectures throughout Cincinnati, especially over this past year. And so myself and several other Muse committee members and singers in general had the opportunity to go to some of those lectures that Sammy had done. And we were very impressed by her work. And so in the brainstorming for this New Spirituals project, we thought that Tammy would be an excellent aspect and a person to help us to tell the story that we were trying to tell. So we thought that she was absolutely perfect.
And I should ask, how did you become affiliated with Muse if you live in Indiana?
Yeah, so I'm also currently a doctorate student at the University of Cincinnati.
Oh, okay.
And I'm also the assistant director for the Cincinnati Youth Choir. And so I found out that Muse had been looking for a music director for the past year or so. And so I wanted to put my application in because I was grateful and appreciative for the things that Muse represented. And I wanted an opportunity to be a part of such an organization that stood for the same types of things that I stood for as well. And so I applied for the position, and through a long and tedious vetting process, they saw fit to bring me on board. So I'm very, very, very grateful for that.
What are some of the pieces that will be in the program on November 17th?
The concert itself would trace post-Reconstruction and that era up until modern day. And so in our previous concert last May, we commissioned a piece called If I Die, Don't Cry, Start a Fire, featuring Siri Imani from Tribe, Cincinnati's own tribe. And so we will be reintroducing that particular piece in this concert, as well as we commissioned four new pieces or commissioned slash arranged, one of which is called If I Can Help Somebody, which is a piece that was made famous by gospel and jazz singer Mahalia Jackson. And we're also going to do Mississippi Goddamn by Nina Simone, which is a very profound protest song that I would say is one of the most daring songs of the concert itself. We will also be doing People Get Ready and other sort of Muse staples like Keep Your Lamps and Go Down Moses. So we sort of run the full gamut from post-Reconstruction to modern day. It'll be about 11 or 12 songs within the concert. And we'll also have congregational audience participation type pieces as well to really get everybody as involved as possible.
Two performances on Saturday, November 17th, correct?
Yes.
2 o'clock?
2 o'clock and 7.
And just in case someone hasn't been, where is Memorial Hall?
Memorial Hall is on Elm Street, which is not that far from this studio. So it's right in the heart of downtown.
It sounds to me like there was a wealth of material you could have done a four-hour concert.
Yes.
How did you narrow it down to the choices you actually made, Jillian?
Well, there was a whole team of personnel. We have various committees that we call the heart, and the committees that sort of help me in trying to figure out which particular pieces that we do is the musical excellence team and the social justice team. And so what helped us to narrow it down was the topic that we were striving to go for. So from post-Reconstruction up until modern day, we opted to do things that were within our repertoire, as well as do brand new things and things that maybe had not been arranged or commissioned for voices or for choirs at all. So that brainstorming idea, by way of that, my team of musical excellence and social justice, paired with the time frame that we were going for, helped us to sort of narrow down what particular songs we were interested in doing.
And Muse has always been involved in social justice, education, and empowerment from the very beginning, hasn't it?
Yes.
Is that sort of a unique approach to starting a choir?
I would say so. I know that Kathy Roma was one of the first persons to start such a choir that was geared specifically in social justice and whatnot, especially a women's choir to that same nature, which is what I think makes Muse unique from any other kind of choir, especially in Cincinnati, with Cincinnati being the city that sings. That's what allows Muse to be, you know, instrumental in doing the things that we do, because we have a specific goal in mind as far as gearing towards social justice and equality and allowing our music to be the voice for that.
And you're not afraid to rattle people, are you?
Oh, no. Oh, no. That's the whole point.
If someone wanted to get involved with Muse as a singer or perhaps some backstage help, how would they go about doing that?
We typically hold auditions before our season begins, typically in early to mid-August. However, if someone happens to miss those particular auditions, they could reach out to me directly and express interest in the group, and we could figure out a way in which to proceed if they, you know, are truly dedicated and really desire to be a part of the organization as a singer.
And I'm sure there are positions available for non-singers, too. Maybe people
yes.
just believe in your mission.
Oh, absolutely.
The music.
Yeah, you could be a part of the board if that's something that you wanted to be a part of. We do have non-singing aspects of the organization as well. So, you know, whether you want to sing or not, there's always a way to get involved in Muse.
What's next for the choir?
We are now brainstorming our spring concert as well as looking ahead into 2020 for the 100th anniversary of the women's suffrage. So we're brainstorming the spring as well as 2020. So we're trying to look as far ahead as possible.
Muse Cincinnati Women's Choir is a sisterhood, bringing people together and building community through music that inspires, empowers, educates, and motivates. They will take the stage at Memorial Hall for two shows on Saturday, November 17th. She Don't Stop. Memorial Hall OTR. My guest has been Jillian Harrison-Jones, music director of Muse Cincinnati Women's Choir. For a link to their music and more information, visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal.